Hi and welcome to the Bedtime Story this week, and we've got a very big treat because some of our Year 5 and 6 Book Council members are going to be reading some poetry for us. So let's start with Charlie. What are you reading, Charlie? What's your poem called?
Bottle Bank.
Bottle Bank. Go for it, Charlie.
The bottle bank gobbled up my bottle, and the bottle bank went clank. That's bad. Look at all the work I do, giving it hundreds of bottles to chew. And that's not all. At home we've got 3 bins, one for bottles, one for paper and one for tins. After all that work, I don't think a bottle bank should say clank. I think a bottle banks should say thanks.
Oh, super. Thank you, Charlie. Okay, next up we have Keisha. What are you reading, Keisha?
Dad on the Line, okay. Or a Boy's Nightmare.
You go for it.
I'm playing in this big game, new kit, great pitch, proper goals with proper nets. All of a sudden, with rattle and scarf and a flask of tea, there's Dad. Come on, my son, says Dad. Square ball, says Dad. We are champions, says Dad. Kay, shirrah, shirrah. I'm playing now in a bigger game, brand new ball, managers in dots. Proper linesmen and a proper ref. All of a sudden, with our dog on a lead and a meat pie, there's Dad. Come on, you Reds, said Dad. Up the Rovers, said Dad. We're going to Wembley, says Dad. Kay, shirrah, shirrah. And now the biggest game of all, changing rooms with sunken baths, proper turnstiles and proper stands. All of a sudden, with his mates from work, a giant photograph of me. There's Dad. Offside, says Dad. Foul, says Dad. That's my lad out there, says Dad. Kay, shirrah, shirrah. Then usually at this point, he runs onto the pitch. The stewards chase him. He's still got the giant photo. The crowds go mad. The ref stares accusingly at me. And I wake up.
Oh, super. Thank you. Now we've got Brooke, but we're keeping up with the football theme. What's your poem called, Brooke?
The Man Who Invented Football.
Go for it.
The man who invented football, he must have been dead clever. He hadn't even a football shirt or any clothes, whatever. The man who invented soccer, he hadn't even a ball or boots, but only his horny feet and a bison skull, that's all. The man who invented football to warm our hats we doff had only the sun for a yellow card and death to send him off. The cave mouth was the goal mouth, the wind was the referee. When the man who did it in 30,000 BC.
Beautiful, thank you. Okay, next up we've got Eve, who's going to read us a poem called...
Please, Mrs. Butler. Please, Mrs. Butler, this boy Derek Drew keeps copying my work, miss. What shall I do? Go and sit in the hall, dear. Go and sit in the sink. Take your boots on the roof, my lamb. Do whatever you think. Please, Mrs. Butler, this boy Derek Drew keeps taking my rubber, miss. What shall I do? Keep it in your hand, dear. Hide it up your vest. Swallow it if you like, my love. Do what you think best. Please, Mrs. Butler, this boy Derek Drew keeps calling me rude names, miss. What shall I do? Lock yourself in the cupboard, dear. Run away to sea. Do whatever you can, my flower, but don't ask me.
Thank you very much. Now we're back with our Year 6s and we've got James reading a poem called...
Running Away.
Okay, James.
My great-grandfather ran away to sea. My father would have done the same. But the company bosses said to him, we need a number and a name. If you don't show up on our computer, in black or white or grey, if you don't show up on our computer, you cannot run away. Wherever you sail to in the world, to whatever port or town, you need to have a number so we can track you down. Great-grandfather was not born free of names and numbers and forms, but he wasn't owned by a computer when he rolled out on the storms. And now that I have come of age, and it's 2083, I want to run away to space. But the company bosses say to me, if you don't show up on the computer, in black, white or grey. If you don't show up on the computer, you cannot run away.
Do you want to go to space, James?
Maybe.
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 See what it looks like first.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. And finally, we've got Lauren reading a poem called...
Guess What Dad Did.
Guess What Dad Did. I'm sure your dad's going to be very pleased about this poem being read out loud. Can you go for it?
When I went to junior school, my friends asked what Dad did. I did not dare to tell them, so I had to ad-lib. My father's not a fireman, he's not a bus conductor. He's not a stuntman in the films or a PE instructor. Yes, he is quite rich, and no, he's not a banker. He doesn't own a gold mine or an oil tanker. I help him with his job and stay up late at night. Dad works in the shadows and does not like the light. I like his job best of all and get quite excited when we enter people's homes totally uninvited.
Oh, I wasn't expecting it to end like that, actually. Were you? Oh, lovely. Thank you. And we'll finish the bedtime story with my favourite poem that I've seen, called The Trouble with My Sister. My little sister was truly awful. She was really shocking. She put the budgie in the fridge and slugs in Mummy's stocking. She was really awful, but it was a load of fun when she stole old Uncle Wilbur's double barrel gun. She aimed it at a pork pie and blew it into bits. She aimed it at a hamster that was having fits. She leapt upon the telly. She pirouetted on the cat. She gargled with some jelly and spat in Grandad's hat. She ran down the hallway. She ran across the road. She dug up lots of little worms and caught a squirming toad. She put them in a large pot and she began to stir. She added a pint of bat's blood and some rabbit fur. She leapt upon the hoover. Around the room she went. Once she had a turned-up nose, but now her nose is bent. I like my little sister. There is just one hitch. I think my little sister has become a little witch.